Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 5th. God wants you to use His power. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. 1 Timothy 1, 12 and 13. In this verse, you see Paul speaking about how God granted him mercy for his past sins because he did them ignorantly in unbelief. This is a miracle God does for each new believer. All past sins are forgiven by the Lord, and that person is now guilt-free. The new follower now has power through the Holy Spirit to pray and hear God, to read the Bible and understand what it says. This great power was unavailable before the person accepted Christ as his Savior. What an advantage a believer and follower of Christ has over those who don't believe. When a believer acts upon what the Lord has taught, that follower has perfect power from God. These verses are also a warning for those who have this power, for those who are not ignorant or unbelieving. When a believer sins, he has failed to use the power he was free to access. When an unbeliever sins, he doesn't have access to this power. God's mercy is great enough to forgive and wipe away the sins of both believers and unbelievers. But the believer's sin was done in knowledge, and it etches a deeper wound. The believer's sin can sever the trust of other believers, leaving the person with less responsibility, respect, and influence in God's work on earth. More importantly, if the sin done in knowledge continues, the believer starts to lose contact with God and God's work in his heart. God loves all people, but He cannot give His power to those who are not willing to follow. Have you noticed a loss in power? Even a small loss is big. Get back to learning and understanding right away. God wants you using His power for all good things in your life and in the lives of those around you. No sin is worth missing out on God's power in your life. God makes His power available to those who are right with Him. Am I failing to make use of God's power by refusing to acknowledge my sins to God? Are there sins I need to confess and forsake so that the Spirit can enable me to do His work? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 5th.